welcome back to the Potstickers and Punsip podcast, a podcast where three Asian Americans discuss their thoughts on anything and everything. In today's episode, we will delve into our childhood by looking at attachment theory, siblings, and gendered social roles. As always, I have my co-hosts, Potsticker number one,
hello,
Teresa, and the Punsip, Janelle.
Hello!
Okay, so to begin, each of us fits into a category of oldest, middle, and youngest child. So we're going to see if we fit into what is reported to be the characteristics of each. So starting with the oldest child is described as ambitious, perfectionist, tend to follow their parents' instructions, and become good teachers as they have to take care of their younger siblings.
Wait, really quick question.
Yeah.
What are these based off of?
Research done on really, it's sets of three children.
Okay.
So, only Janelle is technically a part of a set of three, but they say they generally apply to other families.
Cool, yeah.
And then, so the downside of the oldest child is they usually feel more pressure to succeed as they have to take care of their family, and their parents tend to have higher expectations for them. So, after hearing that, Teresa, you are the oldest in your family. How do you feel about these descriptions researchers have come up with?
I feel like they fit pretty well. I think. I mean, my sister is also 11 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I do feel like the third parent in the family. I don't know about higher expectations, though. I feel like my parents have similar expectations of both my sister and me.
Ooh.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was reading that the oldest sibling usually feels like the parents put the most investment in them in regards to trying to get them to higher education. And while the other younger children, they're like, okay, you can do what you want as long as we have a successful child.
Yeah. Oh, that is true. I do know some people like that where it's like their oldest child is the super smart, successful one, and then the other children's like, well, you could also do that, but also it's okay because we already have one.
Yeah,
that's true. I don't know about my sister. I feel like my parents are okay with me doing anything. Well, kind of. Maybe not really. I don't know about for her because she's quite young right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a little early you will be this.
That's true. Yeah. Because you probably feel the more pressure now just because you're so much older than her. She hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I'm closer to having to make that decision. Where she is, I don't know. She's not going to be starting high school till I'm done with grad school.
Oh, wow.
She's vibing.
Yeah. Teresa's doing some deep counting.
I'll be in my last year of grad school or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anyway.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the middle child. So the middle child is the hardest to categorize, according to researchers, as they are good mediators and negotiators. They're least likely to be spoiled, and they don't have as much pressure on them to succeed like their older sibling. The negatives of the middle child is they tend to feel left out of the family as most of the attention goes to the oldest and the youngest, and they tend to form deeper connections with friends than their family. So, Janelle, our middle child, how do you feel about what researchers describe as the middle child?
So, I am the middle child in my family, but reading and listening to the descriptions doesn't really sound like me. The oldest child kind of sounds like me, because I am in a set of three
yes.
children, but my older brother's 8 years older and my younger brother is only 1 year younger. So there's a bigger difference between me and my older brother. And then it's me and my younger brother were grew up together.
Mm.
So I feel like the oldest child of two. That's what I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Because looking at the middle child descriptions, least likely to be spoiled. I was actually very spoiled, I think, because I'm the only girl. So I think the gender was overpowering that. Like, I was, like, my mom just lets me do stuff. And she really likes me to have things. Like, you know, they buy you more clothes. She buys me much more clothes than my older brother, my younger brother. And she does all my stuff for dance. Don't have as much pressure to succeed. I don't think that's true because I am still a girl. So I gotta succeed somehow. I think, interestingly, the more likely to connect deeply with friends than family is, like, kind of true. Mm-hmm. I think I talked about this in one of our previous episodes. Like, I feel mm-hmm. closer to my friends than my outside family. My immediate family, like, yeah. I'm like, me and my mom, like this now. We're like, mm-hmm. I cross my fingers. No one can see.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. But yeah, so some of them, I think they're not applicable to me because in terms of gender, like I am likely mm-hmm. to be spoiled. My mom wants me to succeed in things. There's expectations of me as a girl. So there's kind of things like that. I don't really know if I'm a good mediator or negotiator. I just kind of watch people. I'm a good listener, though, which is part of mediating, I guess.
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff I tried to find on middle child or what my psychology textbook said, it was more of like, they're kind of like, you know, going with the, in the middle with the flow. They're not rebellious or rambunctious, mm-hmm. but they're also not very straightforward and strict and rigid, like the oldest.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I was not rebellious.
I mean, what about math?
Don't talk about the math. I can't, please. I cannot sit through addition problems. Anyways.
We love addition. Okay, so now lastly is the youngest child. So according to researchers, the youngest child can usually get away with more stuff than their older sibling. They get the most attention as they are the baby. They tend to be more rebellious, and they try to differentiate from their older siblings the most compared to the middle child. Hmm. And the drawbacks of the youngest sibling are they're typically more spoiled, they're not taken seriously as much, and they're always compared to their elder sibling.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
So I am the youngest. My brother is older than me by 8 years, though. So I feel like I still have pressure to succeed as, not saying my brother didn't succeed, but he also wanted to go down the medical field and life took a different turn. And so now, like, I want to pursue medicine and now my parents are like, oh, okay, pressure. 'Cause it's like, when the older one doesn't happen, then, well, now we got to move it to the younger one. Yeah, it just transfers. And because it's, like, 8 years apart, it feels like we were definitely siblings, but sometimes I feel like we just don't connect as well because we're so far apart. But, like, we definitely bonded a lot. It's just it's harder to connect because he was into a lot of things that didn't happen during the same time I was growing up. So, like, mm-hmm. differences in childhood that way. I definitely wasn't rebellious. I was definitely spoiled, though, because, like, Janelle, I'm the only girl. Yes. And so my mom would always get me clothes.
Moms.
Yes, moms. My mom told me I was her own personal Barbie doll.
Cute.
She was like, I could dress you up and do your hair. And then you got to the point where you said no.
Yeah, both of our moms were distressed when we stopped wanting to wear dress. Like, in middle school, you're like, I don't really dresses anymore. I want to wear pants. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why?
Yeah. They're like, no, please.
They're like, you're so cute. And I'm like, not anymore.
Yeah.
This is who I am now.
Yeah, because, like, my mom would always do my hair, and she'd be like, oh, look at how these cute hairstyles that you used to do or let me do to you, and now look at you. And I was like,
that's cute.
I feel I don't know. I feel like my mother never dressed me.
Really?
I had a lot of hand-me-downs.
Interesting.
And I just wore whatever I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I differentiated that much from my brother. I think my brother and I are the same person. We did the same things. Karate, piano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it because they were like, all right, let's try?
Yeah, it's like, well, you got this older brother who can look out for you, so we're just going to shove you in there too, because then we get free babysitting. I felt bad, because basically my brother was the babysitter, because of how much older he was than me, so he had to pick me up and take me everywhere. He's like, okay, come on. Yeah, I'm definitely not spoiled. I don't think my parents don't take me seriously in regards to my opinions with my brother. I think it's just now that we're older that they're like, okay, we will listen to what you have to say. They don't have to necessarily agree with it, but they'll still listen, which I think is a part of being taken seriously, maybe.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a step.
It is indeed a step. And I don't think I'm compared to my older brother. I feel like sometimes my older brother gets compared to me, and I feel really bad. Because I'm not saying my brother is smart, but I just happen to do better academically, because we know academics in school are catered towards specific types of people, and it's harder for others to succeed in this setting. And so I just happen to do a little bit better, and I feel like sometimes he gets compared via my other family members.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's okay.
It's all good.
They don't mean it out of like a place of disrespect. They're just like, oh, look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so all three of us have siblings. So have you ever thought of being an only child?
I don't think I ever did. Well, I'm going to rethink my answer.
You're going to rethink your answer?
I don't think so. I think I always really liked I'm going to speak about my younger brother, because my older brother, I didn't really do much with.
Do much with, yeah.
A kid. But with my younger brother, I, like, was always very, like, I would, like, hug him, and he'd be like, get away, and I'd be like, no. Like, I loved him so much, and he's so cute. So I don't think I ever wanted to be an only child, because since we were so close in age, it was like, even if we're not like best friends, like we're friends now, and it's so cute. So now I definitely don't want to be an only child, but even as a child, I don't think I wanted to, because it was like a friend in the household, you know. I was like, yay. We like did everything together, so. Except when he started not liking me.
Oh, in the angsty years. Yeah. Oh, no.
I was like, it's fine. I was like, it's just the angst. I was like, I'm only a year older than you. I know what you're talking about, because I did that last year. And he's like, no, you don't understand.
No, you like, don't understand.
Don't get it.
And I was like, okay.
You don't get it. No one gets it.
No one gets it. I'm like, Patty, I'm like, you're good. It's fine.
It's fine.
That's funny.
How about you, Teresa?
I feel like I'm the opposite. Because I am, like, the older sibling, and my sister's 11 years younger than me, I've been an only child for over half my life, I think. Wait, how old am I?
You're 21.
21.
Yeah. Divide by two. That's like 10 and a half.
Yeah. So for a little over half my life. Although, I mean, if you get like, nah, never mind. If you want to be really detailed about it, it's probably like, oh, like this plus a couple of months. Anyway, I don't know. Because I feel like I got used to just being by myself. So then I was excited to have a sister. But then I think when she actually got there, I was like, whoa. A lot of people in this house now.
This one extra person.
Yeah, I was like, I have an extra friend now. And I don't know. I mean, my sister and I get along most of the time. But I do like to have my space. And she'll be like, can we do something? And I'll be like, no. I think I'm kind of mean to her. But also, she can do her own thing. I'm like, I don't get why you can't go do your own stuff by yourself, because that's what I did. But I guess because she's never had that. She's never been an only child, because I was always there. So maybe she's just used to having other people or extra people in the house.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in, like, Siona's shoes. I definitely remember being like, bro, let's go do stuff. And he's like, I'm busy.
Yeah, that's
and mean. I'm like, what am I supposed to do now? I was like, I have this extra person who's supposed to play with me, and they won't play with me.
That's literally my sister. She's like, can we go do something? I'm like, no, I'm busy. And she's like, no, you're not. You're literally just sitting in your bed. And I was like, yeah, I'm busy. Go away.
How dare you attack me? Oh, no. That's funny.
Yeah. Because, like, I think my brother played with me when it was during, like, the cute phases of childhood, you know, in, like, elementary school. But then when I got to, like, middle school and high school, and he was like, nah.
He was a whole adult.
He was a whole adult. I think our most bonding was watching TV.
As a child.
As a child. I think, I don't know. I don't think we played games either. Because, like, by the time I got to the point in age where you do like role playing as a kid, where you're like, oh, like I'm a chef today. He was like basically almost done with middle school, so like he didn't need to do that. Yeah, because that's when video games were you know, in the swing of things, and I'm like, I want to make believe. I don't know how to video game.
You said, I just want to think of things. I have an imagination. He's like, I'm done with that.
Yeah, they're like, I'm done with my imaginary friends now, no more.
And Caitlin's like, please.
Yeah.
Everyone's like,
yeah, please.
I feel like that's a whole problem. That's a whole separate problem.
Rip.
Yeah. Now I think about, did you leave your sister to do things then when she asks? Because I think that's what my brother did too.
What do you mean?
Like, I'd like ask him if he wanted to do anything. He'd be like, nah, I'm busy. I'm like, okay. And then I had to find my own things to do.
Yeah, she goes to find her own things to do. Or she gets into trouble.
Oh.
Like you can, like, she thinks she's really sneaky, but she's not. I'll be sitting there, and it's, like, suspiciously quiet in the house, and that's how you know that she's doing something bad. Or, like, you'll hear, like, drawers opening, like, really quietly, so you can still hear them. And then, like, the sink will be on for just a little too long, and you'll be like, what is she doing over there?
Anyway, she's like, well, if no one wants to do anything with me, I'm gonna make you all do something.
Yeah,
that's, she's a sneaky one.
Yeah.
Then the heart of the question is, I guess, would you want to be an only child?
Nah.
I also say nah.
I feel like if I say yes, that's me.
I mean, it's fine.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I kind of am anyway, since we're so separate. Like, our ages are so separate.
I think it's easier being the younger one in a big age gap.
The older one.
The older one, I feel like it's harder, because then they have to connect downward. But, like, when you're younger, you don't really care.
You, like, connect
anyway. Yeah, you just connect with anything anyway, because you're a kid and you're like, hi. Just hi. I want to be your friend. We're friends now. Like, that's basically
that's
young mindset.
That's cute.
I just, like, imagine tiny Caitlin being like, hi.
That's friends very now. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I don't have an issue with that. With, like, connecting downwards. But also, I went to daycare starting at, like, 2 months old. So I'm always surrounded by small children. I feel like I get along with them pretty well.
Aw, cute.
But anyway, I asked that because according to my psychology textbook, yes,
tell us.
Growing up as an only child is actually an advantage. So unlike popular belief where they say only children are spoiled, they actually aren't, and they tend to have higher self-esteem and motivation and do better in school because they don't have any comparisons being thrown at them. Yes, and siblings aren't an essential for normal childhood development. So you technically don't really need a sibling in order to grow up and have social interaction, because you get that through school.
That's true.
That is a problem, though, for COVID.
Oh.
Teresa says,
sorry, just like, just in general.
Their home. Yes.
Like, in that situation, being an only child right now is less than optimal.
I hope they have pets.
Yes, pets. I do hope they have pets. This is probably the time where you're like, oh, I guess they do need siblings.
I always did used to think that, yeah, they're spoiled because it's like they just have the child and they're like, here is everything you've ever wanted.
Yeah.
And yeah, that they... That makes sense that they aren't compared to their siblings, mm-hmm. so that they would be... feel better about themselves. Mm-hmm. But do you think that would also mean, like, that they are too... Do you think that, like, in a way that would make them maybe, like, sensitive? Because then if people from the outside are, like, then putting comparisons on them to, like, maybe their peers, then they're like, ah, like, they don't get that in their house. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Maybe. I feel like maybe. I know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, my mom mm-hmm. would compare me and my younger sibling and my mm-hmm. older sibling. But then I'm just thinking of, like, other people that I know that are, only children. And, like, I don't want to, like, to me they were, like, a little more sensitive, and that's not bad. But I was like, is it because they're only children? Because I was like, I'm not sensitive. My brother tells me he hates me every almost every time. And I said, it's fine. He's just angsty. So, you know, I was like, and my mom says she's disappointed me in, like, every year. Oh. I was like, once a year. Just kidding.
Once a year.
But I was like, yeah, it's, like, fine. Mm-hmm. But then being sensitive can be good and bad in different ways. But mm-hmm. I was like, just a thought.
Or, like,
a thought.
Maybe if you don't have siblings, then it's also, like, in school, or, like, when you get into, like, a larger pool mm-hmm. of people, children, then you, like, because nobody's really challenged you, you think that you know, like, know everything, or, like, what you think is
the big self-esteem
the answer, mm-hmm. yeah, it's correct, maybe. And then people are like, no, that's wrong. Then you're like, what are you saying?
What are you saying? Excuse me. My mom tells me I'm right.
Yeah. Okay. Just wiggled back and forth if you want a visual.
Shakes my head. Okay. So, also in my developmental psychology class, yes, she has taught me so much. So we discussed how gendered stereotypes and socialization of children at a young age, it basically starts since birth. You start associating certain colors with certain genders. Mm. So have you ever felt socialized to do or be put into what is defined of as usual feminine behaviors? And these behaviors include playing quietly, not participating a lot in reactive play, which is,
what does that mean?
Reactive play is kind of like what you think of when you associate stuff with boys. So they're out, like
play
tacking, yeah, like tackling each other, kicking down blocks, like throwing stuff at each other. That's what they call as reactive play, yeah.
Okay.
And then, they're also thought of to be associated with certain toys, so like dolls over trucks,
I see.
The color pink over blue.
Right.
Yes. So, thoughts? Oh, Janelle's
turn. Oh. Should I go then? Or yeah. Do you want to go?
You can go.
Oh, I'll go. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say no.
No?
Mm-hmm. I think I was basically a boy growing up. Although I did like pink and purple when I was younger. I still mm-hmm. like purple, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Although green is pretty nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, my best friend until fourth grade was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a lot of, like, Nerf guns.
Ooh.
Yeah, he had this huge collection, and then we figured out how to, like, jerry-rig them to make them, like, shoot
oh my
harder.
Gosh. That sounds intense.
Yeah, anyway, you put, like, rubber bands, like, from the front to, like, the thing that you pull out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then so when you, like, release it, it, like, snaps it forward faster. So then the little, like,
mm-hmm.
the little pellet mm-hmm. thing or whatever comes out, like, harder.
That's crazy.
Anyway, yeah, no, we used to set up a bunch of cups. In little like formations, and then we'd have target practice.
Oh, that's so yeah. cute.
Yeah, I don't know, but also I did, I did like playing with Barbies as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like my parents were just like, "Do whatever you want."
Yeah,
and this is great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Janelle?
I definitely did do girly things.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. My water was was not helpful. I did do dolls and stuff. I had a lot of other stuffed animals too, because me and my brother's toys were mixed together. Obviously, like, the dolls were mine, and like, I didn't really play with his trucks. I kind of did, like, if you remember those big dump truck toys. They're all yellow. I like played with them sometimes, but it was mostly the dolls were mine, and I'd sometimes use his. I don't think he ever got into my doll things, but then we do story time toys together with the stuffed animals. I did like pink my room. I had one pink wall until last summer. I just changed it to be like green. I have a tapestry on it now.
That's cute.
It's like mellow. Aurora was my favorite Disney princess. She's pink. Yeah, I think one instance of, like, the, when you said the reactive play, it was, I used to get in trouble a lot in kindergarten, and I think my teacher was just really mean, but that's, it's fine, but I would, there was one specific time where it was, like, the playtime, and then this guy, like, rammed the shopping cart in the back of my chair, so I, like, yelled. I was like, ah, who's that? And she was like, who yelled? And I was like, me? And she's like, time out. And I was like, what? So I think, yeah, it was like, girls shouldn't be like loud. But that was in school. I don't know if it was ever in home. My mom did tell me not to like burp or to sit certain ways, to sit like a girl.
But my legs, the thing is, did she tell Jalen those things though?
Probably
your brother.
Probably only the thing where it's like, don't put your feet on the couch. But sit, Jalen could sit definitely however he wanted.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if your legs are open or not. That was one thing that I remember my mom told me. It wasn't like a lot in my life, but I just remember that one thing. And then when I was in my angst years, I was like, why do I have to do that? I can burp a little bit. And she's like, hey, don't do that around people, because then people think of you weird or something. They're like, that's not nice, you're a girl. My mom is very like, you're a girl. And I'm like, I am, yes. Dang it, mom.
I also read that mothers are more likely to put their children into the socialized gender roles because they're worried they'll be made fun of in school more than the fathers.
I think my... I said father. My dad. Father. My dad did, like, want Jalen to do sporty things, like, for boy things. But then when he wasn't interested in it, like, he had to, like, give it up, and my dad's like, single tier.
Single tier.
But so, my mom still, just, like, slightly, like, pushes it on me. Like, she's like, hey, you need to clean your stuff up. Like, make sure you put things away. It's just a slight, maybe she's, like, a little more traditional. But I don't think, well, I guess in my summary, I did have, usually play quietly, and, like, did pink things. So yeah, I guess unknowingly there were a lot more behaviors than I thought. I thought I was just chilling, but then it's like, oh, actually. Yeah.
A lot of parents do it unconsciously, like they don't mean to for this to happen, but they just want their kids to fit in.
To be this way.
Yeah, to be this way so they don't get made fun of. I'm trying to think. I had a pink room when I was little. It wasn't really pink, it was like white, and then remember when wallpaper was a thing? The trim around the middle part of my room was pink hearts.
Oh, so that's cute.
So I guess I like wallpaper. I had pink was it was like white, but the middle, yeah, I don't know, I don't think people really are into wallpaper.
It's just so expensive.
Is it like it was like white, but then it's like the bottom half was wallpaper, or it was
it's literally just a little line, I think.
Very cute.
But the rest of it was white.
That's cute.
A little splash of color.
I think my mom definitely dressed me up in more dresses than pants as a kid, because she thought dresses were cute for little girls.
That's cute.
Which is fine, I guess. You know, I still want pants. But I'm trying to think. Well, because I had an older brother, and since he's 8 years older than me, whatever he did, I had to do, because he was older. So what he said goes. So I think I had a lot of reactive play through him, because we used to have a big sandbox, and he'd drag me out there to play, and he'd throw sand at me, and so then I'd have to throw it back, because
it's only fair.
Yeah, it's only fair. I was like, I'm not gonna cry, I'm gonna throw it back. Like, excuse me. Yeah, but I also, I remember as I grew up, I remember my mom sometimes saying, oh, like, Caitlin, that's not ladylike.
Yeah.
Like, you should, and it's always, like, how I sat, too. Like, I slouched a lot before I started piano.
And I still slouch even when I am playing piano.
And I was like, you need to sit up straight because you look nicer. And then my brother next to me in church will be slouching. And I'm like, excuse me. He needs to sit up straight, too. Mm-hmm. I don't think I was really pushed towards sports. I had to find them on my own. And the sports I did do when I was younger was, like, ballet and gymnastics. Mm. And then karate happened because my older brother was in it, and they just showed me in there because they were like, yeah.
Perfect.
This makes driving her there and back easier because we have the older one to do it.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, yeah, because anything my brother did, I did. Pokemon, I did. Mm-hmm. Playing with army men, I did that too. Tanks, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't know, I did a lot of reading by myself when I was a kid. And my parents were always like, oh, look at her, she's behaving so well. Because she's just sitting in a corner reading a book.
Me.
And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I think the only thing would be colors and manners.
Mm. Yes, mannerisms.
Growing up. Mannerisms, okay. Yeah.
Acting like a nice young lady.
Yeah.
I'm like, I am six.
Yeah, because I don't think my parents cared if I got dirty. They were just like, okay, we'll just throw you in the tub later. And I was like, yeah. I don't think, did any of you eat dirt?
I don't think I ever, like, made mud pies like in the movies or something. I played with dirt. I don't know if I ate it.
I don't know if I did, but I used to eat gnats and paper.
Nice. That's fun. Why?
The gnats like in the air?
Yeah.
Did you just go?
No, so like at my daycare, my friends and I, like, in the summer, she would give us, like, strawberries and whipped cream, but we'd be outside, so then the gnats would, like, fly into the whipped cream and, like, die.
Oh.
So then we'd just eat them.
Oh, you didn't let you be like, ew.
Yeah. Or my friend used to tell me, like, when we were, like, younger, like, 5 or 6, maybe, he would tell me that if you ate your fingernails, they would grow back faster.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Oh! What?
And I was like, is that how it works?
Excuse me?
I just remember they'd be like, if you eat a watermelon seed, it grows.
It'll grow.
It'll grow in your stomach. Yeah. I'm like, ah! Yeah. And then I ate one. And I was like, nothing happened.
Someone told me if you eat a caterpillar, a butterfly would come out of your mouth or
why
your
would
ear.
You eat
but why
a
would
caterp-
you eat a caterpillar?
See, I don't know, but some little kid told me that on the playground. Cause
it's kind of cute.
I was like, I always believed everything kids told me. I was like,
to be honest, I was always just like, wait, are you sure?
Yeah, I think that was
my
me.
Cautious
I was
approach
like,
in life.
I don't think that's true. And they're like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Who told you this?
I'd literally be like,
Yeah, because my elementary school was by a bunch of cornfields, and then once they cut down the corn, all the caterpillars would kind of come out, and because they, like, their home got destroyed, and so we would, like, pick them up off the playground, and we'd categorize them. Some would be, like, furry, and then some would not have fur.
Yeah.
And so we'd be like, these are the furry, they stay in this circle. These are the non-furry, they have to stay, and if
they're
they moved,
so cute.
Someone was on guard duty, and so they had to, like, keep them in their circle.
Wait, that's so, so cute. I love that. Aw, my friend and I used to, like, we'd put them in little, like, bug cages and then feed them.
Aw.
And the, except for one time we were in his room and we decided to just let it out of the cage. And there was a little hole in his carpet, like, a small little circle that didn't have any carpet on it. So we put it in there because it was like, oh, it's sleeping. Mm-hmm. And then we left the room and we came back and it was gone.
Oh,
and we
no.
never found it.
Oh my god.
There's just a dead caterpillar somewhere.
He just left. I hope he turned into
a butterfly
and had a nice life.
How long do butterflies live? I think it depends on the species, right?
Like a a week.
Oh, well, I hope they had a good week life.
Something like that.
I hope they had a good week.
Like, they turn into butterflies, they lay eggs, and then they, like, die.
Oh, I thought that was, like, for flies.
I think that's, like, a lot of insects, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, insects. Well, yeah. I guess because they mass produce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what about, like, the butterfly migration thing? Yeah. They, like, go places?
I don't know. We can look it up later.
Maybe. That's true.
They have to live. They go places.
They go places.
They go on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. Okay. We've moved on to the school now. So, growing up school-wise. So, do you feel that you were pushed towards English more than math or science? Because it is believed that in school, well, during our time growing up, they push girls, like, there's research, they always, like, tend to implicitly push girls towards being good at English and then boys to be better at math. Because they are always like, oh, like, boys are, like, better problem solvers and girls are better at, like, being at just reading and writing. Because I think it's like, oh, girls can, like, do those things quietly, like, write their thoughts, read books.
I can do math.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, see, that's what, I don't get that either. Yeah, I was like, I think it's just the problem-solving part.
Yes.
Is what they're saying that boys are better at than girls, or just, like, push them towards doing that, to channel their behaviors, their rambunctious behaviors, channel it into math, yeah.
No, because they have, like, higher brain function or something, so it's like, oh, we will put you into things that require more brain function, because the girls do not have that.
No brain cells. Mm.
No brain cells.
Interesting.
I don't know. What do you think, Janelle?
I don't think I was pushed a certain way. Because I know that I really liked science. Like, no, I don't remember when I first started liking science, but it was, like, my favorite subject always. So I was like, yay. I liked learning about it. And I don't like reading and writing. I was, like, fine at it. I do remember one of my teachers in third grade. She did want me to change how I held my pencil.
Yeah.
So that my handwriting would be, like, faster and better. But I think the way she explained it to, like, my mom was so I could keep up. And I was like, was I writing slower than everyone? I'm confused. I thought I was writing at the same speed. That's something that's, I guess, English related. But it was only her that 1 year. I don't know if any other teacher ever did that to me. I feel like when I got older, generally they would focus everyone on math and science. And they'd slightly ignore the
English.
They'd be like, you know, read this on you your time. They're like, we're gonna do the math problems, and that's when I started not liking because I had to do them. But yeah, I don't think it was ever pushed based on gender for me, except the one teacher.
What about you, Teresa?
I don't think so. I mean, like, I'm thinking of, like kindergarten to 8th grade time frame, right?
That's okay. Yeah, that's general time frame.
Because I think from, like, kindergarten to, like, 4th grade-ish, all of our classes were taught by the same teacher.
We just stayed in the same thing.
The same classroom, like, the entire day, right? So I feel like then, not really. And then after that, I don't think so either. I think if anything, it was like, at least for our science teacher, I feel like it was like me and like some of my friends that were his like favorites. I think just because like we really liked doing it and we were actually interested in that stuff. And so I don't think it was like, oh, all the girls need to focus more on English and then come here, boys, let's learn the math and sciences. I think if anything, they were like, if the boys misbehaved, our like science professor was like, leave. Like, I think that was one of the reasons why he got like fired. Was because like some of the parents complained about his
teaching methods.
Yeah. Because like if a kid wasn't paying attention in class, which was usually the boys, he'd be like, get out. go take a walk, and when you're ready to come back and, like, learn, then you can come back. Until then, bye.
Bye.
That's a mood, though.
Yeah. And I was like, that makes sense. Like, I don't know.
Just.
Yeah.
But I guess they're, like, letting them free walk.
And yeah, then I guess they're so. Like...
I think it's also, like, well, for me, I remember girls always got praised for having good handwriting, and if other girls who didn't have good handwriting, they were kind of been like, oh, like, you should work on your handwriting, and if boys had, like, bad handwriting, that was okay.
That's true.
Because they're like, oh, it's just a boy, like, he can't have nice script, and I was like, excuse me, we all can equally have nice handwriting.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
That is true.
You would be like, oh, this guy has nice handwriting for a boy.
For a boy, yeah.
If they're like, oh, your handwriting looks scraggly.
Yeah.
My fourth grade teacher did make us, like, oh, when we had to learn cursive.
Cursive.
Cursive. Rip to all the people who don't know cursive anymore.
Oh, yeah, because they took it out.
They don't teach it or something.
So sad. Yeah. My fourth grade teacher did make us all learn cursive, and he did, like, a test at the end of the year to see if our cursive got better and stuff. So everyone's handwriting that year was, like, nice,
because it was cursive. Yeah, because it was cursive.
It was, like, the nicest cursive you could do. It's better than regular. But, yeah, that is something I forgot.
I think also, like, in elementary school into middle school, writing in journals and making stories... If a boy had one of those, then he was kind of picked on a little bit. Or, like, he was thought of as odd. While if a girl was journaling or, like, writing made-up stories or writing a book, that was fine.
So, like, for our English class, we had assignments where everybody had to make up stories, I think. So, I don't know. And we were all like, okay. But, the journaling thing. I do think that's more like a, oh, that's so girly. But actually, it does have a lot of benefits.
For everyone,
not just girls.
I think it's also because, like, yeah, it's, like, socialized. It's something quiet that girls can do and put their thoughts in. Because isn't that, like, what it's been like for history? Women write down their thoughts in journals.
Because they're like, women don't have thoughts. And then they're like, we have thoughts. And you're like...
Yeah, in our journals.
Here.
What a great time. Read it.
Take it.
But yeah, other than that, I don't think it was very explicit, because it's never explicit. It's always, like, the little things that get you. So, like, did you ever notice that if, like, a girl acted out more, they would get their card moved to yellow compared to a boy, where a boy would get, like, a warning, while a girl would immediately have to go to yellow? And then sometimes red. I remember sometimes girls just went straight to red. And I was like, whoa, that wasn't even as bad as what this other kid did. But that's fine.
Whoa! That is the conspiracy of the year, of the century. That's funny. I have beef with my kindergarten teacher. Because she always made me go in timeout. But I was a good kid. But that's besides the point. I like don't remember specific instances of everyone when their card was moved, but I don't know if they, maybe they were like a little, like more. I don't know if maybe I'm making it up. I don't know if they were like more. It's not scolding, but just like, hey, girls, don't do that. You can't throw soap at each other. I don't know. I think they would still be mad if boys started
throwing soap.
I'm like trying to think. I don't really know. I just know that my kindergarten teacher and I had beef. Just the one year. I was like, why?
What about you, Teresa?
I don't think there's any like instances where it was like, oh, the boy didn't get in as much trouble as I did. I feel like for school, like, that type of stuff has to be more unified.
Unified egalitarian.
Maybe, like, within homes. It's there's definitely a cultural thing with sometimes, like, Asian culture, but definitely, like, Hispanic Latina culture, where boys are idolized and boys don't get in much trouble. And Latina girls are like, hey, you need to, like, grow up. You need to do stuff. And, like, we're not going to let you do anything. But we're going to let our son, who is now 30 years old, continue living in our home or something like mm-hmm. that. That's very, very generalized, but
yeah,
I've heard that from people. That's a cultural.
That's mm-hmm. a cultural thing, yeah.
A cultural thing for a lot of...
Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. a lot of the studies that, like, I learned about in psychology are Western-focused, because we're in America. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it leads out certain cultures and things.
Yeah. But, I do think that's more true for at least the more, like, Eastern countries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because a lot of them are more rural to begin with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then people are like, oh, yes, the boys are favored because they can do more physical labor mm-hmm. than girls.
Than girls, yeah.
And even though people are going to be like, no, girls can do the exact same thing that boys can. Boys do have higher muscle masses and they build muscle faster than girls. So mm-hmm. that's just a fact. Like person to person, like girl to boy, boys will be able to do more like physical labor mm-hmm. at like a more effective rate than a girl, unless like the guy is just like super out of shape and the girl's like super buff, but like on average, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then I guess that makes sense as to why they like they'll be like, oh yeah, the boys can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're also because they have more androgens in them. That's why boys tend to be more rambunctious.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what, according to psychology science.
Androgens.
Yes. Mm. But I don't know. I just remember girls getting in trouble more for whispering than boys. That's the one thing I remember. Mm. Like, loud whispering. And I was like, okay, you could just tell them to be quiet.
That's not a card move.
Yeah, that's not a card move. It's just...
See, I think I just got in trouble because I was loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, like having conversations with people across the
room. Ah, Teresa.
And I'd be like, oops.
You're like, oh,
and
yeah.
And your friends and teacher's like, no recess for you today. And I said, what?
What? Excuse me?
Recess is my favorite part of the day.
What? Okay. That's good. So the final question is, have you changed since early childhood? So early childhood in my mind is like up until like the end of elementary school and then maybe into middle school.
Okay.
I think I've changed how?
Personality-wise.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe how you interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think I was, like, the same person for, like,
mm-hmm.
12 years. 12 to 15, like, maybe, like, 15 years. I was, like, the same mm-hmm. person. I was, like, really shy. And I had, like, friends that would talk to you a lot. I think I've gotten more sociable.
Mm-hmm.
Sociable.
Good enough.
More social?
Yeah.
I think the other word's correct, too, though.
I think sociable is correct. Yeah. So, it's... like done a nice little steady increase over the years.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And other things, I don't know. I think I'm we talked about this in like the gap year academic episode where I was like, I've been more chill about my mm-hmm, expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But just personality, yeah, I think I've gotten more a little bit more outgoing.
That's
each time.
Good.
That is good.
So, general trend
upward.
Yeah, like a nice little...
We do like positive slopes.
Yeah.
Just a y equals mx plus b.
Yeah.
Not even an exponential, just...
No.
Just a nice linear.
Yeah.
That's okay,
nah.
Steady growth.
We don't need e to the x.
No.
They reach a limit anyway.
That was okay. Really funny, I'm sorry.
Claps.
Okay. Or, like, Mean Girls. A word that doesn't exist. Okay, sorry. Continue.
Now it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. How have I changed?
Yeah.
I think my curve is not so
linear
and
no,
increasing. I think in general, the general trend is increasing,
mm-hmm.
but it's not linear. when I was younger... like kindergarten and first grade and probably before that, but I don't remember because my memory sucks.
Well, you don't remember anything before the age of 3.
Yeah, but I started kindergarten when I was like 5 or 6, that's right? Good enough. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like, that's like a good couple of years before I'm 3. Or since I'm, I don't know. Anyway.
It's okay, you're okay.
Yeah, kindergarten, first grade. Mm-hmm. I remember I was very loud. Very loud. And I was really bossy. At least that's what people told me. Which I think is actually a very gendered thing, isn't it? Where it's like,
girls are bossy.
If girls are very assertive, they're bossy. But if boys are assertive, it's like, yes, CEO of next company.
Okay, anyway, yes.
Yeah. And then I think I got in trouble a lot, right? So I talk in class, etc. And I used to get check marks on my report card. Check marks are like, needs improvement in this area. And I would get check marks next to the pays attention in class and like doesn't disrupt classmates. And so every time we had a little student, like a parent teacher conference, it was like, Teresa needs to work on this. And my parents would give me the disappointed look.
Oh.
I was like, okay, I will be quiet from now on. And I used to sing really loudly too. If anybody like knows me now, I just don't sing in front of people. And if it is, it's like super quiet. I used to be like real loud. And then some girl was like, Teresa, you are singing so loud. Like, it's too loud. And then after that, I was like, okay, I'm never singing loud again.
Never again.
Never again, literally.
Uh-huh.
And I think, like, just all of that, they're like, oh, you're too bossy, you too loud. So then after that, until, like, high school, I was like, okay, I'm just, like, not going to talk in class. I'm not going to talk at all. I'm not going to be loud ever again. And I think it turned into, like, what is it, like, anxiety? Like, you know when you have to answer questions in class?
Social anxiety? Yeah. Related to class,
yeah. Just social anxiety in general, actually, now. Mm-hmm. It's okay, though. Well, it sounds so sad. It's like, oh, she's screwed up, like, kindergarten first year.
It's not your fault. It's the system's fault.
It's the system's fault.
Going to sociology, I see. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I just didn't. And then I think I'm starting to be less like that now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think I will never be exactly how I was in kindergarten. Well, obviously.
Well, yeah, but just obviously.
Like personality-wise, I will never be that extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I probably was extroverted in kindergarten and first grade.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it, yeah.
But not anymore.
Major
introvert now.
Reverse.
Yeah. Reverse car. Reverse.
Reverse.
I'd be like, yes, I will hang out with you for 2 hours and I'm going to go home and be quiet and just go to sleep. Good night.
Nice.
But yeah, I think it's getting better now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I would have never done this when I was younger. Mm-hmm. It would have been like, oh, scary. Mm-hmm, people mm-hmm. listening to me talk.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Caitlin's turn.
I was a super social kid when I was younger. According to my parents, I would wave to hello to everyone that walked by. Anyone that was within my vicinity when we were shopping at grocery stores, I'd be like, hi, hi, like all the time. They couldn't get me to stop waving.
I used to blink at people if I liked them. I'd be like,
blink, blink, I like you.
When I was like a baby, so I'd like stare at them. I'd go like, I just blink at them like really
such
hard.
Such fascination.
You're like, oh, notice God. Me.
Notice me. I'm blinking at you.
They're like, is she okay?
Is this actually having a seizure?
They're like,
yeah. Sorry.
No, you're fine. But then, yeah, I honestly, I'm kind of like Teresa. I don't know what happened. I just became not social anymore. Like, I didn't wave hi to anyone. I didn't really, like, because before when I was younger, I'd always talk to everyone to try and make friends. Like, it was my goal to make friends out of everyone in my class. And then as I got older, I was like, oh, I guess I can't be friends with everyone because some people just don't like me. It's fine.
Yeah. Sad.
And then, yeah, I was, like, less talkative in class, too. And then, so it went from the parent-teacher conferences being, oh, like, she's so social, she's so nice to everyone, to, you know, we don't even hear Caitlin sometimes in a single day.
Me?
She just doesn't talk.
In a single day?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I went from, like, talking all the time to, I don't participate anymore.
Yes.
This doesn't happen. I don't do this.
You're, like, still good, but you're just,
yeah,
like,
I was still good. I just didn't talk.
You're like, I'm a ghost.
Yeah, and they're like, you know, we know Caitlin has the answer. I look at her paper when I walk by. She just doesn't say anything. And I was like, yeah.
I'm a hallucination.
I'm a ghost now. I don't want to say anything. I don't know how it happened, honestly. I blame the system.
It's always the system.
Because, yeah, I used to be super social, and now it was just, then, yeah, I went through that weird hump of no sociability at all.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I think now it's gotten better. I definitely wasn't where I was in, like, late elementary school into middle school. I wouldn't have done this for sure. Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I also try and make friends in classes that I don't know or have any friends in.
Oh, see, that's good. I don't.
Oh, I try to. Well, when we were in person, I always had at least one or two friends that I try to make. So that, like, it's like the buddy system. So if someone didn't want to go to class, then, like, I was like, okay, I take notes for you. And then if you don't want to come, or, like, if I don't want to come, then, like, you can take notes for me.
That's smart.
And it's easier filling out, like, or just studying, I guess, or doing homework, because you'd split it up.
That's true.
Although I'd still, like, double check everything
afterwards.
Yeah, but it's still, but anyway, it's definitely better now, I would say.
Yay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I hope you guys liked this episode on childhood. I hope I didn't get too developmental psychology for you. If you like learning about the development of children, definitely take a psychology class. Recommend. Really fun. But follow us on Instagram at Potstickers and Punset to stay up to date and get sneak peeks of our next episodes. And send us questions via a Google form, which we have linked in our Instagram bio. We will answer questions in our future podcasts, and they come out every Friday. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share. And thanks for watching.
Bye. Bye.